Prince's strategy for ending class. Dance, music, sex, romance. We're going to begin this section with a quote from Herbert Marcuse from his political preface to Eros and Civilization, which was quoted in chapter 5 of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, called The Plan. Quote from Herbert Marcuse. To the degree to which organized labor operates in defense of the status quo, and to the degree to which the share of labor in the material process of production declines, intellectual skills and capabilities become social and political factors. Today, the organized refusal to cooperate of the scientists, mathematicians, technicians, industrial psychologists, and public opinion pollsters may well accomplish what a strike, even a large-scale strike, and Marcuse was writing in the 60s, 1960s, 2 decades, by the way, before our good three's careful analysis, which faced the reality of a global system of power, anti-systemic movements, as well as the new circumstance of instantaneous global communication. All to say that Prince is dead on it. Next time we march, he says, all is what we're marching for. Striking for all is a different animal than all heretofore known strikes. Continuing, can no longer accomplish but once accomplished, namely the beginning of the reversal, the preparation of the ground for political action. That the idea appears utterly unrealistic does not reduce the political responsibility involved in the position and function of the intellectual in contemporary industrial society. The intellectual refusal may find support in another catalyst, the instinctual refusal among the youth in protest. It is their lives which are at stake, and if not their lives, their mental health and their capacity to function as unmutilated humans. Their protest will continue because it is a biological necessity. But in the administered society, the biological necessity does not immediately issue in action. Organization demands counter-organization. Today, the fight for life, the fight for Eros, is the political fight. Very prescient, but not just prescient, these words of Herbert Marcuse from Eros and Civilization. They are based on sound analysis, though with some missing bits that I believe we found and added. His words reinforce our good three's analysis of the present challenges facing our efforts to move beyond this global class system. And our good threes, Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, their analysis in anti-systemic movements likewise lends support to Marcuse's conclusion that unity is key across the false divisions of class. It tells us that a global movement to establish global freedom must bypass the interstate system. We have the benefit of their insight and analysis. What more, then, is needed? For one thing, and as we've said before on this show, this is one of the reasons why Prince is so key. The only one who is very clear about the actual challenge facing us, because he was a target of it. Knowledge of Nikola Tesla and discussion of the implications of the theft of his inventions and discoveries, his inventions and discoveries that have to do with electromagnetic force, EMF, for our ability to mobilize on a global scale. The fear of the global state statesmen that the story of how they suppressed and used the EMF inventions of Nikola Tesla, their fear that this hidden history will be broadly exposed and discussed, is for multiple reasons. Our understanding of the degree of their duplicity would, of course, delegitimate the state. To grasp the body count associated with it will take time to fully process after we're free. It shows the utter contempt with which it treats our most creative, and of course all of us, all life, proving that power sees our creative gifts as its to dispose of as it wishes, that by its calculus we exist but to be put to use by it, to serve its narrow self-interest, its power-lust ambition, and that for us to have any chance at all of using our gifts to the full, we must insist on the end of power, the end of coercion. Discuss where it exists, picture our future without it, and push for it hard, that future, until we own it, all of our suppressed gifts from the earth and the ancestors and each other. But not least of the reasons they fear this exposure is that it puts us all globally on the same side across all the false divisions. In particular, the global power guys fear that those who possess the needed technology for us to get free, literally almost overnight, will reconceive their allegiance, reorient their moral compass to the magnetic pull of love, and help sweep, as fast as we can all make it happen, the ignoble purposes of the global state into the dustbin of our story as humans bent on freedom and unification globally.